Hey, idiot. I'm coming to your place in a bit. With a maid outfit on, of course. I don't go back on my word. And the bat's a bat. I only have some ground rules. Don't be a creep. And don't stare too much. I have my limits when it comes to this stuff. Also, I've never pretended to be a maid in my life. So if I mess up, then I hope you shut up for once. No. I just said that I wouldn't chicken out, you baka. You're lucky I lost that bet anyways. It was a fluke. Just thinking about it pisses me off. Since when are you good at chess? I've never seen you play it, ever. Let alone be good enough to beat me. I'm not bad at chess. You're sorely mistaken. It's literally one of my favorite board games. I found it at the chess club at school. Remember when I showed you that medal I got for winning a tournament? That should jog your memory, since it's clearly failing you right now. Now you remember. So admit that it was a fluke that you won earlier. Huh? Why would I let you win? You know I don't benefit from losing, right? A maid outfit is humiliating. I would never want to have people see me like that. Things would be better if you lost like you were supposed to. Then you would put on any outfit I'd want you to put on. That's not like I secretly wanted to put on some dumb maid uniform. Look, just quit acting so smug. It's only going to be for a day, so enjoy it while it lasts. Wearing this skirt is so annoying, though. It feels like my waist is being strangled. Do actual maids wear this stuff all the time? This feels like torture. They do. I guess I went shopping at the right place then. It's weird that you know that though. I hope you don't have some weird maid fetish that I overlooked when doing this bad. Oh really? You don't? You know I can tell when you're lying, right? Yeah, I've known you for that long. No, don't be in denial about it. It's funny. Making fun of you is the most I can do right now. Especially when I'm technically the loser in this. Like I said earlier, though, I have some ground rules. So don't be too interested. And we are not on the best terms to begin with, so I know you wouldn't do anything perverted. Yeah, you agree with me for once. So you're not a complete degenerate, which is kind of impressive. But you're just gonna have me clean the whole time when I get to your place? That's so lame. Hey, I did not put on this outfit to be a janitor. You're not funny. You better have something interesting planned when I'm at your place. These clothes were made for elegance, a word you clearly don't understand at all. It's very frilly, and the chest part is very, unique? I don't want to go into details about that part, but you get the point. You want me to send the picture? No, I'm not sending you anything. That would be even worse than if I just came over myself. I already know I look good in it. I don't need a complete idiot such as yourself to tell me otherwise. I would look cute if I took one. Stop trying to make me flustered. You know what I'm wearing and how it looks. And I don't need to show you a picture either. I'm gonna hang up. I've been wasting a lot of time talking to you on the phone. I'll see you at your place later. Ah, I hate this so much. Greetings, Master. I'm sorry that I'm late. I was busy getting ready for today. Would you like me to make you some tea? Or maybe prepare a meal? Or perhaps some personal grooming? I'm here for you, Master. All of your needs can be fulfilled by yours truly. Master, you look surprised. Did something alarm you? Was that something I said? Please forgive me, Master. It wasn't my intention to be rude to you. It's unprofessional of me to discomfort you in any manner. You're shocked at my attitude. Oh, well, I suppose it's a bit more formal than usual. I assume that you would want me to play the part if I were to be a maid for the day. If not, then I would gladly change back to my usual tone. Insulting you is still one of my hobbies, Master. Oh, you prefer when I'm acting adorable. But then your wish is my command. Now, do you mind if I come inside, Master? Standing out here is making me blush. Thank you. Your hospitality is truly admirable. What's that? You'd like me to make some tea? Of course I will. It's just, I'm not too good at making it, so, bear with me, Master. I'll go to the kitchen right away. So, you like your tea when it's a little sweet, right? Let me think about how I should do this. Please be patient with me. I'm not really a maid. I mean, I am a maid, but, I'm not really familiar with what maids do. That's all. You'll be gentle with me, right, Master? Don't blush. It's just a matter of speech. I didn't mean to make it sound weird. I'm not that kind of a person. Oh, right. The tea. I shouldn't get distracted. Do you have a recipe or something? Wait. I think I need to turn on the kettle first. There we go. Now I'll wait for it to boil. Oh, and you have the tea packets in this cabinet. Okay, this should be easy enough. Oh, Master, do you prefer honey or sugar? I'll be using that then. You should take a seat. I'm almost done here. I know you like watching me, but it's kind of embarrassing. My face can stop being all red when you're staring. That's much better. Thanks, Master. I'm not getting used to calling you that, but I think I'm doing a good job so far. I thought I would have broken character a while ago. Looks like the tea is ready now. I'm going to bring it. We should drink it together. I'll take a seat with you. Careful. It's a little hot. Sip it slowly. See how I'm doing it? Yeah, like that. It tastes decent, right? Not bad for an amateur. I mean, a professional maid. I never imagined I would be serving you. Not in a million years. But, it's not the worst thing that's happened to me. In fact, I kind of feel good about it. Don't you? I'm glad we're on the same page. Look. This is gonna sound crazy, but I'm happy I lost a bet earlier. Because, I never get to see this casual side of you. So carefree and calm. But now I do. And I'm honestly enjoying myself. Which is pretty rare, you know. I never get time to unwind. But somehow, you're the reason I'm at ease. So, I have to thank you again for being yourself. You have something you want to say to me. For once, I'm actually willing to listen. What? You think I'm attractive right now? You're really catching me off guard. I know you like maids a lot, but I didn't know you'd begin flirting with someone you hate. You never hated me? But all those times we would bicker about complete nonsense, or those times we would argue about work, even though we'd clearly work better as a team. Or, remember that time we literally had to be separated because we were having some dumb debate over, what was it again? Morning routines? All that stuff never annoyed you? I guess when you put it like that, it never was that serious to begin with. You just enjoyed talking to me, no matter what. I want to get something off my chest then. For the longest time, I've wanted you. I've wanted to be yours. But I just didn't know how to admit it. So I thought I could be mean to you and expect those feelings to go away. But I couldn't. No matter what I said, or what I did, I couldn't help but feel like I loved you. And hearing you say that you couldn't hate me either, it convinced me to finally say something. So, there. I love you, Master. You feel the same way. Then, I want to kiss you. Just once. Or a few times. I want to know how it feels with you. Please? You're really sweet. It felt so warm and inviting. Like the tea we just had. I could do that all day. This is so nice. I think it makes us a couple now, doesn't it? I'm gonna make sure to come to your place all the time. And since you like this maid outfit so much, I don't mind wearing it a little longer on special occasions like this. Since I adore you, you're the only one for me.